早晨，大家好。I'm always very happy to be able to come and worship with you in the morning.
我係非常之高興，係同大家再一次嚟到呢度，同大家就去敬拜神。
And even though it's only been a couple months, it has been such a joy to serve with Pastor Albert.
咁雖然係短短嘅好短嘅時間，但係呢個係非常之喜樂嘅，咁同高牧師咁去一齊去服侍。
Thank you for welcoming him and his family so warmly.
咁亦都係多謝大家去能夠歡迎佢嚟到呢個大家庭當中。
Well, this morning, if I were to ask you about your health, how would you answer?
咁如果我今朝我問你關於你嘅健康，你會點回答咧
？What measurements would you use to describe your health?
你用啲乜嘢嚟到去指標嚟到去描述你嘅健康啊
？Perhaps you'd answer based on your weight, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, or your blood sugar levels.
或者你會根據你嘅體重啊、血壓啊、膽固醇啊，或者血糖嘅水平嚟到回答。
But what if I asked you about your spiritual health?
咁如果問你關於你靈性上嘅健康咧
？How would you answer that?
你會點答啊
？Perhaps you'd answer with how often you attend church or how much time you spend praying.
或者你會話哦，我有幾多時候會去教會啦，或者花咗幾多時間去禱告
？Maybe how often you read your Bible or share the gospel.
或者你有幾經常咁去讀經或者傳福音
？But I wonder.Is how you spend your money one of the ways that you measure your spiritual health?
但系我嚟谂下啦，咁花钱嘅方式会唔会亦都系一个衡量你属灵上嘅健康嘅一种方式咧
？Perhaps that sounds strange, but remember that in Matthew 6:21, Jesus said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
咁呢个听落有少少奇怪嘅，但请你记得喺马太福音6:21，耶稣曾经讲过话。因為你嘅財寶在哪裏，你的心也在哪裏。
Jesus says one of the best ways to evaluate your heart, your spiritual heart, is to ask the question, "Where is your treasure?"
耶穌講評估你嘅心靈、你嘅靈性上心態嘅一個最佳嘅一個方式，就係問自己你嘅財寶在哪裏。
So this morning we are talking about your treasure, your money and your possessions.
所以今日我哋早上我哋嚟。讲下你嘅财宝、你嘅金钱或者你嘅财产。
Why？
点解啊
？It's not necessarily because our church is lacking。
唔系因为我哋教会缺乏资源。
And it's not because we need you to give more。
亦都唔系因为我哋需要你捐更多嘅钱。
We are talking about money and possessions because how you use and think about your earthly treasure reveals what you truly believe about spiritual realities and heavenly treasure。
我哋嚟讲呢个金钱财产系因为你点样去用同埋点样看待地上嘅财产，系会揭示你对属灵上嘅一个实况同埋天国财宝真正嘅想法同埋信念。
Where you put your money reveals where your heart is。
你嘅钱放喺边度，你嘅心亦都放喺边度。
And where you put your money, your heart tends to follow。
而你嘅钱放喺边咧，你嘅心亦都随之而行。
Now, just to be honest, sadly, there are too many so-called pastors and churches that talk too much about money。
咁現在咧，好坦白嚟講，亦都係一個非常之可悲事情。有太多嘅牧者同埋教會講錢嘅次數太多啦。
They don't feed the sheep, they fleece the sheep, and that's wicked and evil.
佢哋唔係餵養羊群，而係佢哋去剝奪羊群。呢啲係邪惡同埋唔道德嘅。
But sometimes churches and pastors can overcorrect and swing the pendulum.
有時候咧，教會同埋牧師咧就會過度咁樣矯正，就好似一個鐘咁嘅搖擺擺去另外一邊。
We want to avoid any appearance of greed, so we end upAvoiding this topic altogether.
我哋因为想避免呢个贪婪嘅一个表象，所以我哋系回避咗呢个话题。
But the result is that God's people are untaught, unshepherded, undiscipled, and unchallenged in this area.
咁结果就系咧，神嘅子民喺呢方面咧就冇被去教导，冇被去牧养，冇被门训，亦都冇去被挑战。
Well, several months ago, as we were considering what we would need financially in order to relocate, our leaders realized that.Finances are an area that we, as a church, had not addressed from God's word in a long time.
咁咧喺幾個月前咧，當我哋考慮到搬遷所需要嘅財務嘅時候咧，咁我哋領袖們咧就意識到呢個財務喺呢個領域，我哋作為喺教會咧，已經好耐冇喺神嘅話語裏邊去有教導啦。
So the leaders asked us pastors to specifically teach the church on this issue.
所以咧，領袖們係要求牧師亦都係專門同會眾咁樣去講呢個問題。
And the Bible's teaching in this area is not meant to take from you or burden you. Instead, this is meant to bless you.
而聖經喺呢個領域嘅教導咧，並唔係要去奪取你嘅任何嘅嘢，或者加重你嘅負擔。相反，呢個教導係為咗更多嘅祝福你。
In Philippians 4, Paul thanked the Philippians for their financial gift that supported his ministry.
在腓立比书四章，保罗是感谢腓立比人为他的事工提供财务上的支持。
And he wrote these amazing words in Philippians 4:17.
咁佢喺腓立比书四章十七节系咁讲。
Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit.
我并不是求什么馈送。所求的反倒是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。
As a pastor and as a church, we are not ultimately seeking something you would give, but instead we are seeking what you would one day receive from the Lord.
作为牧者同埋教会，我哋最终唔系寻求你会俾啲乜嘢，而系有一日希望你系从主嗰度得到啲乜嘢。
As Paul said, we are seeking the fruit that increases to your credit.
我哋正如好似保罗所讲，寻求嘅就系归在你们账上嘅果子。
Now we're going to be surveying a lot of scripture because the Bible says a lot about money and possessions. So to help us organize our thoughts, I want to give you four ways to be a good and faithful steward.
咁咧，我哋会查下好大好多嘅经文，因为圣经讲对于钱同埋财产系有好多嘢要讲嘅。咁我哋为咗帮助对厘清呢个思路咧，咁我会为大家去介绍有四个成为良善又忠心管家嘅方法。
So four ways to be a good and faithful steward.
四个成为良善又忠心管家的方法。
First, be a content recipient.
成为一个满足的接受者。
Be a content recipient.
做一个满足的接受者。
Now, the first and most important fundamental reality is that God created everything.
咁呢个第一亦都最重要的基本现实就是神就创造咗一切。
And therefore God owns everything, including you.
咁神系拥有一切，包括你在内。
In fact, you and I, we belong to God in two ways.
事实上，你有两个系属于神嘅层面。
First, you and everything you think you own belongs to God because He made you and He gave you everything you have.
首先，你同你认为自己拥有嘅一切都属于神，因为佢创造咗你同埋赐予你所有嘅一切。
Psalm 24 verses 1 and 2 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein."For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers.
在诗篇24篇一至二节是这样讲，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上。
This next one, I want you to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开生命记八章十七到十八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 to 18.
生命记八章十七到十八节。
Because maybe you're thinking, but I have earned everything I have through hard work.
你或者想，我是靠着自己的努力才赚回一切的。
But do you realize that even your abilities were given to you by God?
但你没有考虑到，其实你的才能也都是神给的呢？
Deuteronomy 8, verses 17 to 18 says, Beware lest you say in your heart, My power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth.You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth.
生命记八章十七到十八节系咁讲，恐怕你心里说，这财富是我自己努力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的。
So everything you have belongs to God.
你所有嘅一切都系神俾你嘅。
But secondly, God not only made you.When God saved you, He also bought you.
其次，神不单止创造咗你，当佢拯救你嘅时候，亦都买赎咗你。
Hopefully, these are familiar words. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 to 20 says, You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so therefore glorify God in your body.
咁呢个可能熟悉嘅经文就系哥林多前书六章十九到二十节。你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。所以要在你们的身体上荣耀神。
So God made you, and He also bought you.
神创造咗你，亦都买赎咗你。
You and I belong to God in two ways.
你同我都系属两层两方面系属于神嘅。
And what does it mean that you were bought with a price?
咁你用乜嘢嘅用被买嚟嘅代价系咩意思咧
？You were bought with the blood of Christ.
你系用基督嘅宝血所买翻嚟嘅。
God made us to know Him and to love Him.
神创造了我们，也都叫我们认识和去爱祂。
But the Bible says that we have all rejected Him.
但是圣经说我们都是拒绝了祂。
And therefore we deserve His judgment.
所以我们应当接受神的一个审判。
But in love, God sent his son Jesus to take our punishment by dying on the cross in our place.
然而出于爱，神去差遣他的儿子耶稣替我们受罚，而且死在十字架上。
We deserve to suffer because of our sin, but he suffered instead so that we could go free.
我们是应当是受苦，但是耶稣是代替了我们去受苦，令到我们是得了自由。
And then Jesus rose again to show that his death was acceptable and sufficient to pay for our salvation.
而耶稣的复活也证明了他的死是有效，而且是充足的，是足够是足够的代价去买赎我们。
So, fellow believer, you belong to God two times because he made you and he bought you with the blood of his own son.
所以，亲爱的信徒们，你是属于神，因为他创造了你，同埋他是用他自己爱子的宝血来买赎了你，是双重是属于神的。
But if you do not know Christ this morning, and if you have not trusted in Christ and had your sins forgiven, the most important thing you'll hear this morning is not about money and possessions.
如果你今天早上还未认识基督的话，还未信靠耶稣，或者是蒙你的罪蒙赦免的话，你今天最听到的最重要的事情是钱财和金钱是无关的。
In fact, if you don't know Jesus, don't give to the church.
如果你还未认识耶稣的话，你就不要捐钱给教会了。
God does not need anything from you.
神并不需要你任何的东西。
He doesn't need your money, he wants your heart.
他不需要你的钱，但是他需要你的心意。
He wants to give you salvation first.
他是想给你一个救恩来先的。
That's the most important thing that you'll hear all morning.
这个是最重要你今早早上听到的好消息。
And this good news is offered to all people.
这个是为所有人预备的好消息。
Not good people or religious people.
不是只是给好人或者是有宗教人士的人。
This is offered to sinful people who trust in Christ.
是给所有的罪人，是信耶稣的罪人。
You can trust in Christ today and not be an enemy, but a child of God.
你今天信耶稣的话，你不再与神为敌，而反而是作为神的儿女。
Now, for believers, if we doubly belong to God because we've been made by him and belong to him, this changes everything.
对信徒来说，如果我们是双重属于神的话，对我们来说是会改变一切。
It's not that we own the things that we have.
就不是说我们所拥有的一切就是属于自己的。
It's not that God owns 10% and then we can do whatever we want with the other 90.
也都不是说神拥有 10% 而我们可以随意支配剩下的 90%。
Instead, God owns 100% of what we have and who we are. We are not owners, we are stewards.
相反，神是拥有我们所有的一切，我们只不过是管家，不是拥有者。
See, a steward is someone who is responsible for and manages someone else's property.
咁管家系指咧系负责管理其他人财产嘅人。
And we are stewards, not owners.
我哋系管家，唔系拥有者。
And this is absolutely foundational. God calls us to be faithful stewards of His gifts and blessings.
呢个系绝对基要嘅，就话神呼召我哋要做一个忠心管理佢嘅恩赐同埋祝福嘅人。
Everything we have has been received from God, not produced by ourselves.
神所托付给我们的所有的东西都是从祂而来，不是由我们自己去生产的。
And because God is a good and wise and loving God, we can be content with what He has given us.
因为神是有智慧和爱的，所以我们是可以满足于祂所给我们的一切。
And that's why the first point this morning, if you're going to be a good and faithful steward,We must be content recipients.
咁如果我哋今日所听到嘅话，就系我哋唔应该系贪婪，反而系作为一个系满足嘅接受者。
We will not be faithful stewards if we think and act like we own what we have.
咁如果我哋认为我哋所有嘅一切属于我哋自己，我哋就做唔到一个忠心嘅一个管家。
We will not be faithful stewards if we are greedy because we will always try to steal from God.
咁因为如果我哋系成日我哋有贪婪，我哋想成日想从神嗰度去攞啲嘢嘅话，我哋就成为唔到一个忠心嘅管家。
Instead, we must be content.
所以我哋需要去满足
，satisfied with what God has given us.
满足于神所俾嘅我哋嘅一切。
In God's kindness, He wants us to enjoy the gifts that He has entrusted to us.
咁系出于神嘅慈爱，佢系希望我哋能够享受佢所托付俾我哋嘅嘢。
In fact, turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, all the way in the New Testament.
咁我哋翻翻去新约呢个提摩太前书六章十七节。
1 Timothy 6:17.
提摩太前书六章十七节。
Paul said there, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy."
提摩太前书六章十七节系咁讲：你要祝福那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
Notice it says here that we don't need to pursue poverty.
呢度讲我哋唔需要去追逐财富嘅。
We can enjoy God's gifts.
我哋可以享受神所俾嘅一切。
But we must never find our security or our identity in our possessions.
咁我哋冇办法，永远冇办法喺我哋嘅财产里边寻找我哋嘅安全感同埋认同感。
You can turn to Proverbs 30. I know we're turning all over, but that's okay. Proverbs 30.
咁我哋翻翻旧约啦。咁系箴言三十章八至九节。
Proverbs 30 verses 8 and 9.
箴言三十章八至九节。
It says there, "Remove far from me falsehood and lying, and then listen. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?'" Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
箴言三十章八至九节系咁讲：求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我不贫穷也不富足，赐给我需用的饮食，免得我饱足了就不认你，说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
So you see, greed will lead you to desire things that are not yours.
你睇下呢个贪婪会令你渴望一啲唔属于你嘅嘢。
And a greedy steward will inevitably steal from his master.
一个贪婪嘅管家最终系会偷窃佢主人嘅财产。
But contentment allows you to be a faithful steward who can be trusted by his master.
但有一个满足嘅心，你就可以成为一个可以俾主人所信赖嘅忠心管家。
So let me ask you: Are you stealing from God, the God who made you and bought you with a price because of your greed?
所以我就问你啦，你系咪因为贪婪而去偷神嘅嘢咧？咁呢个系创造你同埋重价买赎你嘅一个神。
Or are you content with what you have received from God？
或者你系以满足于神所俾你嘅一切咧
？So that's the first way to be a good and faithful steward is to be a content recipient。
所以第一点就系要成为一个良善又忠心嘅管家，就会成为一个满足嘅接受者。
The second way to be a good and faithful steward is to be a heavenly investor.
第二个方法呢，就是要成为一个天国的投资者。
Remember those words we read earlier from Matthew 6.
咁我哋今日嘅经文就读到就是马太福音六章十九到廿一节。
Jesus said, "Don't store up treasures on earth."
耶稣话唔好为自己积聚财宝在地上。
He said, "Lay up treasures in heaven."
反而要喺积聚财宝在天上。
And then he said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Think about those three things he said.
想想他讲了这三点。
First, earthly treasures don't last.
一个地上的财宝是不能够永存的。
They rust and deteriorate.
他们会受坏，他们也都会去贬值。
They get stolen or broken.
他们可以被偷，也都可以被破坏。
That's why in 1 Timothy 6:17, The Bible says that we are not to set our hopes on the uncertainty of riches.
所以喺提摩太前书六章十七节，佢叫我哋不要倚靠无定嘅钱财。
Riches are uncertain and they fly away quickly.
咁因为嗰啲钱咧就好似如飞，好似山药对翼咁样会飞走嘅。
But actually, the Bible goes further than this.
但系仲有更深嘅一点。
Riches are not only uncertain, but the desire to be rich is unsafe.
財富不單止係唔穩定嘅，對財富嘅渴望更加係危險嘅。
Turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
翻去提摩太前書第六章。
1 Timothy 6 verses 9 to 10.
提摩太前書六章九到十節係咁講。
It says, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils."It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs.
提摩太前书六章九到十节系咁讲，但那些想要发财的人， 就陷在迷惑、网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
You see, the lives of the rich and famous prove the truthfulness of Scripture again and again in this area.
咁你去睇下啲有錢同埋有名望嘅，亦都睇到聖經嘅一個對呢個嘅睇法嘅真相。
Somehow, those who have everything the world could offer invariably ruin their lives.
咁總之無論係點樣，總之世界所俾你嘅嘢，終有一日係會敗亡。
And yet, for some reason, we foolishly think that riches are the key to our happiness.
咁我哋有時好愚蠢地就認為地上嘅一個富足就會成為我哋嘅快樂。
Earthly treasures do not last, and they do not satisfy.
咁呢個地上嘅財富咧，係不能夠去滿足你嘅。
Instead, the desire for riches and the love of money bring ruin and destruction.
咁反而會成為我哋嘅一個毀滅。
But on the other hand, heavenly rewards last forever.
但係天上嘅財富係真係可以永存嘅。
1 Peter 1:4 says that our heavenly inheritance is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading.
咁呢個喺彼得前書係咁講，我哋嘅財富咧，即係呢個係唔會去朽壞，亦都唔會去敗亡嘅。
Just imagine for a moment with me that you knew for certain that our economy was on the brink of a collapse, and all your money would soon be worthless.
咁我哋去試想下啦，咁我哋有一日我哋啲錢係會去會貶值，甚至係去冇變成一堆廢紙咁樣。
But imagine that you were told.That though all of your U.S. dollars would be worthless, you could invest your money overseas, and your money would not only be secure there, it would grow there with interest.
如果我話你聽有一個地方，你係可以將啲錢存過去，而嗰度係唔會受任何嘅影響嘅話，咁你會唔會咁樣做咧
？Say the U.S. dollar was going to go broke, but in Hong Kong the economy was booming.
咁如果美金係貶值，反而港幣係升值嘅話咧，咁係咪一個好嘅
？What would you do？
你會點做啊？
A wise person would send forward and invest every dollar they could and only keep what was necessary to survive temporarily.
咁所一個聰明嘅人咧，就會佢淨係僅將啱啱好夠用嘅就留翻，佢將一切所有嘅就投資去一個係有價值嘅嘢嗰度。
This is the exact situation with our earthly treasure.
呢個就好似我哋地上財寶嘅一個比喻。
It will one day be worthless, but our heavenly treasure is everlasting.
我哋有一日嗰啲財富都會係終係冇咗嘅，但係我哋天上嘅財富係永存嘅。
I'm not saying Hong Kong is heaven。
我唔係話香港就係一個天堂啊。
But I hear the dim sum is so much better。
但係我聽講嗰啲點心係非常之好嘅。
And the third point that Jesus made in those verses is that your heart follows your treasure。
咁呢個耶穌亦都講過，我哋嘅心在哪裏，我啲錢財哪裏，我的心也在哪裏。
So where is your treasure?
咁你嘅財寶喺邊咧
？And what does that reveal about your heart？
咁你嘅心反映咗啲乜嘢咧
？If you want to move your heart towards heaven, then you need to move your treasure there as well。
咁如果你嘅心係更加上去天堂嘅話，咁你個財寶亦都要轉去嗰度啦。
In our church, I wonder if some of the younger generation tend to take money for granted。
咁喺我哋教會當中，我就諗，尤其年輕嘅一代，我哋係咪覺得啲錢係理所當然嘅咧
？I'm part of that younger generation。
我亦都係嗰一代。
We like nice and new things.
我哋中意啲新同埋靚嘅嘢。
We like nice vacations.
我哋係好中意啲奢華嘅物品。
We certainly understand how to enjoy God's gifts.
我哋都好明白點樣去享受神所俾我哋嘅嘢。
But we struggle to sacrifice and invest in heavenly, eternal matters.
但我哋好難咁去犧牲同埋投資喺永恆嘅事上高嘅。
Are you spending your treasures here on earth rather than laying them up in heaven?
咁你嘅財寶係咪花喺地上，而反而冇時間去積聚喺天上嘅財寶咧
？But on the other hand, I wonder if some, maybe in the older generation, tend to save and hoard their treasures here.
咁另一方面我都諗，可能我哋當中可能屬於老一代嘅，佢哋經歷過患難，所以佢哋要儲嘢。
I know many generous older people, so I'm not saying everybody.
所以我識得好多年老嘅，即係唔係特別指在對號入座啊。
But maybe some tend to hoard and save because of the poverty and the hardship they've endured.
佢哋因為要係咁儲啲嘢去積聚，因為佢哋經歷過困難，佢哋明白呢個艱苦。
Maybe they find security and safety in their savings.
佢哋對於積蓄係有一個好非常之強烈渴慕嘅心情。
And so they're unwilling to spend their treasures on earth or lay up their treasures in heaven.
佢哋唔想喺地上花任何嘅錢財，更加唔會喺天這個去聚積財寶在天上。
God has given us money to save wisely, but also to enjoy, to be generous, and ultimately to invest in heaven.
神俾你金錢，既要你去智慧咁樣喺地上咁用去享受，但亦都要去慷慨分享，同埋要去投資喺天上。
So we need to be a content recipient. We need to be a heavenly investor. Third, the third way to be a good and faithful servant is to be a cheerful giver.
咁第一點要作為一個滿足嘅一個接受者。第二點你要作為天國嘅投資者。第三點你要作為一個樂於施予者。
To be a cheerful giver.
咁係作為一個樂意嘅奉獻嘅一個人。
Now, first, we need to recognize that as New Testament Christians, we are no longer under the Old Testament law.
咁我哋首先要認識到，作為新約嘅信徒，我哋唔再喺舊約嘅律法之下。
So we are not commanded to tithe.
所以我哋並冇要求俾佢十一奉獻。
In the Old Testament, Israel was commanded to tithe, which literally means to give a tenth, 10%.
咁喺呢個喺舊約當中，以色列人係要被命令係十一奉獻，真係十分之一咁俾出去。
But actually, in the Old Testament, there were three tithes.
但係喺舊約裏邊有三個關於十一嘅奉獻。
There was a tithe to support the Levites.
用於去支持利未人嘅。
You can read about that in Leviticus 27.
喺利未記廿七章。
There was a tithe for the religious feasts.
咁係喺宗教節期上亦都有佢嘅十一嘅奉獻。
You can read about that in Deuteronomy 14.
喺生命記十四章。
And then there was a tithe once every 3 years to care for the poor.
咁仲有一個係每三年一次嘅十一奉獻，係用於幫助周濟窮人嘅。
And that's also in Deuteronomy 14.
亦都係生命記十四章。
So actually, on average, Israel gave about 23% in tithes each year.
所以平均嚟講咧，以色列人每年係大概要奉獻大概23% 到。
And these tithes are more like taxes to help the kingdom function.
咁呢啲奉獻咧，實質上就好似嚟從好似啲税收咁樣，要嚟支持神國嘅一個運作。
But separate from and in addition to those tithes, God's people also gave free will offerings as a means of worship.
咁除此之外，亦都要更加額外嘅，仲要神嘅子民仲要去甘心奉獻，係一個敬拜嘅方法。
So now, as New Testament Christians, we no longer tithe because we're not under the Old Testament law where we need to give to support a physical kingdom.
咁如今我哋作為新約嘅信徒，我哋唔需要再十一奉獻，因為我哋唔喺舊約嘅律法之下，亦都唔需要支持一個實體嘅一個國度。
Instead, we pay our taxes to the government now.
但係取而代之嘅話，我哋而家係納税俾政府。
But we still give free will offerings to the Lord as an expression of gratitude and worship.
然而我哋仍然會向神去奉獻，甘心樂意嘅一個奉獻，係作為一個敬拜同埋感恩嘅一個表達。
So if you're not obligated to give 10%, does the Bible give any guidelines for how we should give?
咁如果我哋唔再強制被要求去十一奉獻嘅話，咁聖經有冇對我哋有任何嘅指引話俾你聽點樣奉獻呢？
Yes, the New Testament says that we should give regularly, proportionally, generously, and cheerfully.
又話新約聖經又俾我哋以下嘅奉獻方式：定期嘅、按比例嘅、慷慨嘅同埋喜樂嘅。
Let's look at those one at a time.
我哋逐點逐點嚟睇。
Turn to 1 Corinthians 16.
翻去呢、這個哥林多前書十六章一到二節。
1 Corinthians 16 verses 1 to 2.
哥林多前書十六章一到二節。
It says there, Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so you also are to do. On the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up as he may prosper, so that there will be no collecting when I come.
哥林多前書十六章一到二節，論到為聖徒捐款的事，我從前怎樣吩咐加拉太的眾教會，你們也當怎樣行。每逢七日的第一日，各人要按照自己的進項抽出來留著，免得我來的時候現抽。
It says we are to put something aside and store it up to give on the first day of every week.
呢度講我哋係應當將呢個款呢、這個呢啲奉獻嘅一提前預備好係七日嘅第一日。
That's not referring to Monday, but to Sunday, the Lord's day when the church gathers.
呢度唔係指星期一，而反係指主日，係教會聚集嘅日子。
So in other words, this teaches us to give regularly because it's on the first day of every week.
咁呢度係話俾我哋係呢個係一個定期嘅一個奉獻，因為我哋係七日嘅第一日。
Now, if you give monthly or every other week, I think that's okay. The point is regularity.
無論你係一個月一次或者係隔個禮拜捐一次，總之就係話係有一個定期性喺度。
This passage also teaches us to give proportionally.
咁呢個亦都去話俾我哋係有按住比例嘅去奉獻嘅。
Notice in verse 2 it says, as he may prosper, or another translation, in keeping with your income.
咁注意下，16章第二節係咁講，佢話按照自己嘅進項，即係話按照你嘅收入嚟到去捐。
So God doesn't expect you to give beyond your means. He commands us to give according to our means, according to how he has prospered you.
咁神唔期待你係超出你嘅能力範圍去奉獻嘅，係按照你嘅能力、你嘅自己嘅需要。
I still remember my first job when I worked as a janitor here at this church in high school.
我仲記得我第一份工作係喺呢間教會裏邊係做清潔工人嘅。
I was making minimum wage.
咁嗰陣時仲係高中生，我仲係一個最低工資嘅。
Which was a lot lower back then.
咁嗰陣時係非常之低嘅。
But as a high schooler, I thought I was rich.
咁喺作為一個高中生嚟講，我覺得我自己係非常之富有。
No, I knew it was minimum wage.
我知道呢個係最低嘅工資。
And I was talking to a friend of mine who was also a janitor at the church about whether or not I should give a tithe or give offerings to the church.
咁我同另外一個朋友，佢亦都係作為教會嘅清潔工，係我哋一齊去討論關於十一奉獻呢個問題。
I figured I'm making minimum wage, and it's the church that's paying me.
咁我喺度谂啦，我只不过系最低嘅工资，而且系教会俾钱嘅。
Why should I give back to the church if they're just going to give? It seems useless.
咁我俾钱教会，咁系咪好似一个调转咗一个模式咧？系佢哋俾钱俾人工我，但我仲要俾翻啲钱教会咁样，唔明白。
But my friend graciously discipled me in this area, and he shared the wisdom that his dad had taught him.
咁我朋友喺呢方面咧系好友善咁啊，教导佢，分享佢嘅父亲嘅教导佢一个智慧。
If you don't give when you make a little, you'll actually find it harder to give when you make more.
佢話：如果你賺到好少嘅時候，你都唔甘心落去俾，到你真係賺得多嘅時候，你點捨得去奉獻啊
？In the end, it was an issue of the heart.
呢個係心嘅一個問題。
Not the amount that you give.
唔係呢個實際嘅奉獻嘅一個限額。
I had to learn what it meant to sacrifice, no matter what I had, because I wanted my heart to be with the Lord and with treasures in heaven.
奉獻係要有所犧牲嘅，我想係聚積財寶在天上。
So we give regularly and proportionally, and we're also to give generously.
我哋定期同埋按比例咁樣奉獻，同一時教亦都係好慷慨咁樣去奉獻。
To be generous means to give above what is necessary or expected.
慷慨意思就係話給予一個係超乎必要同埋期望嘅一個量。
So it carries the idea of sacrifice, but a joyful sacrifice.
佢係含有一個犧牲嘅一個意義，但係呢個係快樂嘅犧牲。
Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8。
喺哥林多後書第八章一到五節。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 to 5。
哥林多後書八章一到五節。
Go ahead。
弟兄們，我們要把上帝賜給馬其頓眾教會的恩惠告訴你們。你們在患難中受大考驗的時候，仍然滿有喜樂。在極度貧窮中還格外顯出他們樂捐的慷慨，我可以證明他們是按著能力，而且超過了能力來捐助，主動再三懇求我們，准他們在這供給聖徒的善事上有份，並且他們所做的不但照我們所期望的，更照神的旨意先把自己獻給主，又給了我們。
This passage is simply astounding.
這段經文是非常震撼的。
The Macedonians were experiencing, it says, a severe test of affliction.
馬其頓人佢哋經歷咗極大嘅患難同埋極度嘅貧困。
And they had extreme poverty.
佢哋係極度嘅貧困。
If anyone should have a good reason to not give, to not share, to look out for themselves for a little while, it would be these Macedonians.
如果有邊個係有合理嘅理由唔去奉獻、唔去分享、暫時為自己過嘅話，咁呢個其實就係呢啲馬其頓人應該去做嘅。
And yet they overflowed in a wealth of generosity.
但係保羅就話佢哋有豐富嘅喜樂，同埋佢哋係超出佢哋嘅能力嘅範圍內嘅。
The result is that verse 3 says they gave beyond their means.
第三節咁樣講，佢哋係按著力量，甚至過超過咗個力量。
Not only generously but sacrificially.
不單止慷慨，而且係有犧牲嘅。
It says they even begged for the favor of being able to give.
而且佢哋係非常之切切地求我哋去有機會去奉獻。
What compelled these Macedonians to give like this?
咁乜嘢係驅使呢啲馬其頓人去願意去奉獻呢？
Look down just a few more verses at 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
咁我哋再睇下嗰几节，第八章第九节。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich.
喺哥林多后书八章九节，我哋睇到就系话：你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为了你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
And of course, this is talking about spiritual poverty and spiritual riches.
这个是属灵上的一个贫困，属灵上的富足。
Jesus gave himself to us sacrificially and generously.
耶稣基督为我们能够可以被慷慨和有牺牲的。
He did not hold back part of himself.
他并没有为自己保留住一些，反而将所有的给我们。
He gave himself up entirely for us.
他将他的全人是给我们。
And when we are gripped by his generosity, it will drive us to be generous as well.
如果我们真的找到耶稣的一个慷慨，我们就会懂得怎样去奉献。
If you think God is stingy, you'll be stingy.
如果神是一个很吝啬的，你就会很吝啬。
But if you know God is generous, you'll become generous.
如果你认识的神是一个很慷慨，是很富足的神，你就会同样地去慷慨。
Would you describe your gifts and offerings to God as generous?
咁你俾神嘅嘢，你可唔可以用一个慷慨嚟到去形容咧？
These Macedonians had encountered the grace of God in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it transformed them.
咁呢班马其顿人系因为耶稣基督嘅缘故，所以佢哋能够可以慷慨地去捐献。
Has the gospel transformed you?
呢个福音有冇改变你咧？
Has the gospel affected every corner of your heart and life, down to the very dollars and cents in your bank account?
咁呢个福音会唔会影响到你去到你最后嘅一分一毫咧？
And that's why we are to give regularly, proportionally, generously, and lastly, cheerfully.
最后一点，你系要去喺非常之去乐意咁样去捐嘅。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 7.
呢个哥林多后书第六章第八到九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 9 verses 6 to 7.
第九章六至七节。
The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful.Giver.
哥林多后书九章六到七节，小众的小收，多众的多收，各人要随本心所着定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的，是神所喜爱的。
Maybe the idea of being a cheerful giver sounds crazy to you.
或者可能作为一个快乐嘅一个施予者，对你嚟讲，可能听落好似好矛盾咁样。
But it makes total sense for those who have received infinite grace and mercy in Christ through the gospel.
但对于在基督里面通过福音得到无限的恩典和慈悲的人来讲，这个是非常之有道理的。
So we do not give a tithe like they did in the Old Testament.
我们不像旧约这样要给十一奉献。
But the Bible says you should give regularly, proportionally, generously and cheerfully.
但是圣经的教导叫我们是定期按比例，也都去快乐，亦都去慷慨咁样捐献。
And you should pray and ask the Lord what that would mean for your life.
你就要祈祷问神，究竟对你嚟讲呢个系乜嘢嘅意思
？But to be clear, some of you are already sacrificially generous.
咁我哋在座当中啦，已经系非常之慷慨，亦都有牺牲噶啦。
Praise God.
赞美主。
Don't bring yourself into poverty because of this sermon.
但唔好因为呢篇道而令到你陷入呢个贫困嘅当中。
But some of you maybe need to pray about this area.
但可能在座当中，我哋有人需要去为到呢件事去祷告。
Many Christians have found 10% to be a helpful guide and a helpful starting point from which to grow.
咁有可能覺得十一奉獻作為一個非常之好嘅一個比例，就用呢個嘅模式。
But God does not make any required minimum anywhere in Scripture for New Testament believers.
但係神喺新約裏邊並冇要求十一係作為最低嘅一個標準。
If you find it hard to give generously, sacrificially, and cheerfully, you may need to consider if money has become an idol in your heart.
咁如果你去對住呢個十一奉獻，你都覺得好似有一個困難嘅話，咁可能你就要檢視下你個心裏邊係咪有一個存在著一個偶像啦。
Perhaps money is where you find security, and maybe it's where you find status and identity.
或者你對金錢嚟講，對你係一個安全感，係一個身份嘅一個認同感。
So giving money away is unthinkable to you because of what it represents and means for you.
咁對你嚟講，捐錢好似割咗你腹肉咁樣。
I remember one pastor saying that when money is just money, not security, not identity, not safety, when money is just money, it becomes easier to just give away.
咁有一個牧師曾經講過，如果你當錢只不過係錢，並唔係你嘅身份認同感，唔係你嘅安全感嘅話，你就可以樂意咁樣去捐出去噶啦。
In fact, Randy Alcorn has this little book on stewardship called The Treasure Principle.
咁Andy Alcorn 呢個人咧，佢係關於寫咗本書，係關於呢個作為一個錢財嘅管家。
And he says giving is the only antidote to materialism.
呢個奉獻係唯一一個解藥，係對住一個係充滿物質主義嘅一個解藥。
Giving is an antidote to materialism.
呢個捐獻係對一個物質主義嘅一個解藥。
Sometimes as you step out in faith and begin giving, God helps you to loosen your fingers around the idol of money.
有時候可能捐獻就會你好似一隻緊揸住一個偶像嘅一個手，神慢慢扳開呢個咁樣嘅手指。
So the last way, the fourth and final way to be a good and faithful steward is to be a church supporter.
咁最後一點就成為一個忠心良善嘅一個管家，就係作為一個教會嘅一個支持者。
To be a church supporter.
作為一個教會嘅支持者。
Now remind me, what time do I need to finish?
我哋要幾點要完啦？
Be generous. Be generous.
要慷慨咁樣。
What time? 35.
5 more minutes.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Now. This point is not to say that you can only give to your local church.
我要以下要澄清呢點啊，並唔係話你嘅捐獻一定要俾你當地嘅教會。
And this is not saying you can never support other ministries or missionaries.
並唔係話你永遠唔再支持其他嘅事工、其他嘅福音機構。
I give to other ministries and missionaries.
我亦都有支持其他嘅事工同埋宣教士。
I've even given to other churches.
我對其他嘅教會亦都有捐助嘅。
But what I'm saying is that you should clearly prioritize giving to your own local church.
咁我要你優先嘅次序係俾咗你當地嘅教會先嘅。
Now I'll admit up front, the Bible is not absolutely explicit on this.
嗱，我要必須承認啊，聖經並冇好明確咁講，你必須要俾你當地嘅教會。
There's no chapter and verse that says thou shalt give primarily to your own local church.
亦都冇一段經文或者係一個律例就話你係。需要俾你當地嘅教會。
You have to say it more like this. But there are clear biblical principles to consider on this.
但係有聖經嘅原則去考慮呢點嘅。
The overarching reason why you should prioritize giving to your own local church is that God intends the local church to be the primary place for Christians to grow.
咁因為呢個係聖經係咁講係形容咧，就係呢個作為一個社區性嘅。一個作為一個地點係俾你可以去受到一個牧養，所以你要最先去俾咗呢個當地嘅教會。
God intends the local church to be the primary place for Christians to grow。
呢個作為一個社區，神所設計嘅教會係俾信徒嘅係有一個成長嘅一個環境。
Consider just for a moment how many of the New Testament letters are written to local churches。
咁你諗下啦，我哋喺新約裏邊有幾多係寫信係俾當地嘅教會咧？
And consider how many letters are written to men like Timothy and Titus who are pastoring or establishing local churches.
或者係有幾多嘅書信係俾提摩太或者提多係佢哋去建立緊當地嘅教會嘅咧？
The Christian life is meant to be lived out with a church.
咁呢個基督徒嘅生命係同教會係應該連結嘅。
Christians are like sheep in a flock, children in a family, parts in a body.
基督徒就好似羊群中嘅羊，家庭中嘅一个孩子咁样。
All those pictures point to the local church where we belong, where we are known, and where we are cared for.
咁呢啲比喻咧，都系指向当地嘅教会，呢啲系一个属于我哋嘅一个地方，被认识嘅地方，亦都系被关心嘅一个地方。
The New Testament is local church-centered because that is God's intention.
新約係以當地教會為中心，因為呢個係上帝嘅一個意思。
God wants you to build your life into, around, and within a church family.
上帝係希望你去建立你嘅生命係圍繞住，亦都喺教會裏邊。
That's why I love church membership, but that's a different sermon.
所以我係非常有呢個會籍制嘅，但係呢個係留翻下邊嘅講道。
But let me share three more reasons why this is true.
咁我想谂，想同大家睇三点系点样证明呢个真实嘅。
First, your local church is primary in teaching for you.
你嘅当地嘅教会系首要嘅系教导你嘅。
Your local church is primary in teaching for you.
你当地嘅教会系教导系首要嘅第一样嘢。
In the New Testament, the expectation is that you were taught primarily by the elders in your church.
咁喺新約中，你主要係受教會嘅一個長老嘅嚟到去教導。
And the New Testament is clear that believers should give to support those who teach them the word.
新約亦都好明確係指住話信徒係呢啲要俾支持，呢啲係教導話神話語嘅嗰啲人。
First Timothy chapter 5 verses 17 to 18 says, "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor," and that's referring to payment, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching.For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages.
是关于这个给薪酬的一个问题，是记载在提摩太前书五章十七到十八节。善于督导教会的长老，尤其是勤劳讲道教导的人，应该得到加倍的敬奉。因为经常说，牛在吹谷的时候，不可拢住他的嘴。又说，工人得工资是应当的。
This is why I love cows.
所以很喜欢牛。
I love beef.
我中意牛肉啦。
And I'm thankful I have a job.
我亦都好感謝神係有份工作。
Secondly, your local church is primary in shepherding.
第二點，你當地嘅教會係要牧養為先嘅。
Your local church is primary in shepherding.
你當地嘅教會係牧養為先嘅。
Maybe you're thinking I get Bible teaching from other places, and to be honest, sometimes it's better.
咁或者你又諗，我可以從網上得到其他聖經嘅教導。老實講，咁樣教導可能會好得多。
I know you don't think that here in Cantonese. This is for my English congregation later.
我知道你哋喺廣東語並唔係咁諗，但係喺英文教英文係可能有人咁諗。
Praise God, you can hear wonderful Bible teaching in other places.
讚美神，你係有其他嘅途徑去到有聖經嘅教導。
But that does not replace the benefit of having a pastor who knows you personally and not only teaches you but shepherds your soul.
但呢個並唔能夠取代嗰個認識你、愛你，不單止係教導你同埋牧養你靈魂嘅人所帶嚟嘅益處。
Having a nice meal in a restaurant is great, but it's not the same as having a family with parents who love you and feed you.
咁出街食飯當然開心啦，但係唔能夠取代一個有擁有一個父母去了解你、愛你或者為你提供有益食物嘅一個家庭。
And third, the local church, your local church is primary for sending out ministers.
咁第三點係你當地教會係喺差遣成為其中一個中心嘅。
You can read in Acts 14, Paul and Barnabas were sent out by the church in Antioch.
咁喺使徒行傳十四章，咁係保羅係被差派去呢個安提柯教會。
Missionaries don't call themselves to go.
呢啲宣教士並唔係受呼，並唔係自己差自己出去嘅。
Churches aren't supposed to plant themselves.
咁教會亦都唔係自己去被。去移植的。
Churches send missionaries and churches plant churches.
教会是差遣其他的人去建立其他的教会去植堂。
And so your local church is primary for sending.
所以你的当地的一个教会 是作为一个差遣的一个中心。
And that's why you should prioritize giving to your own local church.
所以你需要是优先次序这样去将你的奉献是给你当地的教会。
I'll be very quick.
好快啦。
If somebody asked me the question, okay, well, can I split my giving between my church and a few other ministries that I like?
咁如果有人提出个问题，我可唔可以我将呢奉献分开啦？一部分就俾当地教会，一部分就俾一啲事工机构我所喜欢嘅。
Let me answer that with an illustration.
咁我用以下嘅比例比喻嚟到同你讲啦。
Giving to your own church is like supporting your spiritual family.
咁如果俾你嘅當地嘅教會，就好似去呢個支持你屬靈上嗰個家庭。
The Bible says the church is a family.
咁聖經嘅教導，教會就係一個家庭。
What would you say if a man asked you this question? Can I split the money I would use to provide for my family and give a little bit to some other families that I really believe in and want to support?
咁我就有個人就會咁樣問啦。咁我將我啲錢部分要嚟供給我家庭自己需要，亦都同樣將一部分係俾一啲其他我所希望更加去支持嘅家庭咧。
Well, if your family is cared for and they have everything they need, you can certainly be generous and help others. But you probably shouldn't do that at the expense of caring for your own family.
當然啦，如果你嘅家庭已經係非常之有滿足，而且佢哋嘅需要係已經得到滿足啦，你當然係可以好慷慨咁幫其他人。但係佢唔應該成為取代你俾屋企人嘅一個意思。
It's right for parents to prioritize caring for their family, and if they have opportunity, then above and beyond to help others as well.
咁你係首先你要照顧咗你自己嘅家庭先，跟住你有能力嘅就你就去慷慨地去俾其他人。
So I would remind, if a man asked me that question, here's what I would say.
咁如果呢個人係咁問，咁我就會咁樣講啦。
There's no set amount you have to give.
冇一個特定嘅限額你要俾嘅。
But whatever you decide to give, you can give above and beyond that to other ministries.
咁你想決定咗任何俾幾多嘅，咁係你可以超出你嘅能力嘅範圍嘅。
But Christians ought to prioritize supporting their own local church.
但係你嘅基督徒係應該係首先去支持本地嘅當地嘅教會。
Maybe you're thinking, but I don't trust my church.
咁如果你話，如果我唔信任教會咧？
I don't trust how they use the money.
我唔相信佢哋點樣去運用我嘅錢嘅喎。
I can understand that feeling.
我明白呢個咁樣嘅一個感受。
No church is perfect.
冇一個教會係完美嘅。
If you're concerned they're not competent to handle the money well, then you can pray for them and give suggestions and help them.
咁如果你嘅擔憂係一個能力嘅問題，我鼓勵你去問問題，為佢哋嘅禱告。
But if you honestly don't trust the leadership because you believe they're ungodly, that's a serious matter.
咁如果你所擔憂嘅係領袖嘅一個品格嘅話，呢個就非常之嚴重啦。
If you don't trust the church to handle your money, why would you trust them to handle your soul?
如果你唔信任教會去如何處理你嘅錢財嘅話，你點樣信得過呢個教會去處理你嘅關於靈魂上嘅一樣嘢咧？
If you trust them with your soul, your money is far less valuable.
如果你將你個靈魂去委託俾教會嘅話，你嘅錢財相對嚟講係比較少嘅。
Maybe you just don't trust anybody anyway。
或者你對任何嘅人都唔信任嘅。
Only yourself。
你淨係信你自己嘅。
I want to challenge you。
咁我挑戰你。
Giving to your local church is an act of humble trust and submission to the church, and also to God。
咁對當地嘅母會嘅一個奉獻咧，係對教會嘅一個謙卑嘅一個信任同服從。最終咧，你係所講嘅係對神嘅信任。
Maybe you're thinking, but my church doesn't need any more money.
或者你話我嘅教會根本唔需要咁多嘅錢。
But you see, we don't give primarily because of need.
我哋捐贈嘅主要原因唔係因為需要。
Giving to your church allows the church to further grow its ministry locally, but also then they can support other ministries globally.
你對教會嘅捐獻能夠幫助教會喺本地嘅事工，亦都去全球嘅更進一步拓展其他嘅事工。
Do you trust the church and its leaders to identify where there are additional needs?
你信唔信一個教會嘅領袖能夠可以睇到其他嘅地方有更加多嘅需要咧
？Are you willing to let go of your control?
或者你要放開你自己控制欲
？So, four ways to be a good and faithful steward.
所以有四點點樣成為一個良善又忠心嘅一個管家。
Be a content recipient.
成為滿足嘅接受者。
Be a heavenly investor.
作為天國嘅投資者。
Be a cheerful giver.
作為樂意嘅施予者。
And be a church supporter.
作為一個教會嘅支持者。
Let's pray.
我哋大家低頭禱告。
Father, thank you for this time in your word.
天父上帝，多謝你嘅話語。
Thank you that you give us instructions even in these practical ways of how to live.
多謝你俾我哋嘅一個訓示，都係非常之去有實踐性嘅。
Help us not be people driven by guilt or obligation.
叫我哋唔好成為一個責任感或者一個係負疚感。
But help us to give out of worship and gratitude.
但是用一个慷慨乐意甘心的一个心态。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
阿门。